We now continue today with lesson number 3 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. And today, remembering, of course, that lesson number 1 was only one Mishnah. The first Mishnah of Chulin was lesson number 1. Lesson number 2 we learned yesterday was the second and third Mishnayos of Maseches Chulin. And today we will learn the fourth and fifth Mishnayos of Maseches Chulin. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. Our Mishnah now continues on the subject of the zone, the proper zone on the animal's body where the Shechita must take place. Yesterday we learned, going from tail to head, vertically along the length of the animal's body, that there was a zone on the trachea within which one must stay when one does the slicing act of the shechita. Going outside that zone is a hagroma. But now we're looking at the animal's body from left to right. Ideally, when the shechita is performed in the tzavor, in the neck region, in the front of the animal, frontal aspect of the animal's neck. However, suppose hashochet min hatzdodin, a person performs a shechita on the left side or right side of the animal, shechitaso kishero, the shechita is kosher. Rashi understands that even though the language here is shechitaso kishero, which would imply only bidiyavad, only if it was done that way, no, too bad, okay, it's kosher. But l'chadchila, one should not shecht from the tzdodin. However, Rashi insists that even l'chadchila, it is permissible to shecht from the sides of the neck, from the left or the right side. And the only reason this language is being used is because of the next phrase in the Mishnah, which deals with malika. Others, the Ran being the main proponent of this opinion, says no, only bidiyavad, in the last instance, is it permissible, is it kosher if one shechted bitzidei hatzav, on the sides of the neck. But l'chadchila, one should not. In any case, let's follow Rashi. It's permissible to shech the animal and to begin the shechita from the left or right side of the neck. However, hamolek, malika, which we learned about back in Maseches Zevachim, is a procedure which was used in the Beis HaMikdash and only in the Beis HaMikdash for offerings from fowl, from the Torim or Bnei Yonah, from the types of pigeons or doves which were used for certain korbonos, korbonos chatos or korbonos olos ha'of. Now, there, what was done is a knife was not used to kill the animal, but rather the thumbnail of the Kohen was used. The Kohen would take the bird, press his thumbnail against the neck, the back neck of the bird, and press down. That's totally unacceptable for a shechita, but Beis HaMikdash, that's called a malika, that process, and that was the proper way to do the killing of the birds for the sacrifices of fowl in the Beis HaMikdash. So, whereas we just learned that a shechita performed on the beginning from the side, left or right side of the animal's neck, is kosher. However, hamolek min hatzdodin, the malika performed from the sides, left or right side of the back neck of the bird, malika so pesula. Such a malika is posel, is invalid. The malika must be done, as we learn now in a moment, from the oref, from the back neck of the animal, from the dorsal aspect of the animal, pressing down on the back neck with the thumbnail of the Kohen. And the Mishnah continues, Hashochet min ha'oref. If a shechita is done on an animal from the back neck down, shechita so pesula, that renders the shechita invalid because you're first going through the animal's backbone, spine, and then reaching the simonim, the esophagus and the veshet, which are frontal compared to the backbone, the spine, which is dorsal compared to the simonim. So ashochet min ha'oref, and that downward movement, shechitos, from the back neck of the animal, would be invalid. However, hamolek min ha'oref, if a malika is performed on one of the birds for a korban from the back neck down, malikaso kishera, the malika is kosher. In fact, that's the way it's supposed to be done. That's the mitzvah of malicha. As we learned back in Maseches Zevachim in the sixth perek in the fourth Mishnah there. Our Mishnah, Chulin Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, continues, Hashochet min hatzavor, when a shechita is performed from the throat of the animal, the front of the animal, the frontal aspect of the animal, shechita so kishera, the shechita is kosher. In fact, that's the way it's supposed to be done. Hamolek min hatzavor, but if a kohen taking one of the korbanos from birds, from fowl, would do the malika from the throat, from the front of the animal, rather than from the back, malikoso pisula, the malika would be posel. Shekol ha'oref kosher l'malika, the back neck of the bird is kosher as the zone for malika. V'chol hatzavar, on the entire front throat of the animal, kosher, the shechita is kosher for shechita. Nimtza, so you have this paradox. Kosher b'shechita, that which is kosher for shechita, outside the Beis HaMikdash, for all mammals and even for all fowl that are kosher. Posel b'malika would be invalid for a malika done upon fowl in the korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. Kosher b'malika, but that procedure, which is kosher for malika of animals, of birds, which are korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, that procedure, which is kosher b'malika, pasul b'shechita, would be pasul for any act which requires shechita. So we have this paradox, something which is kosher for one objective is pasul for the other objective, and vice versa. Our Mishnah now continues with another example, and we'll have another Mishnayos later with such examples, such paradoxical examples. But Mishnah Hey is a brief Mishnah which says there are two types of fowl, of birds, which are used in the Beis HaMikdash for korbanos. One are torin, which is a kind of a dove or pigeon, and one is b'nei yona, which is a different type of bird, pigeon or dove. As we will see now, kosher batorin, the stage of development of the bird, which is kosher for the torin, pasul b'vnei yona, is pasul by the b'nei yona. The reason is that the b'nei yona are kosher when they are b'nei yona, children, young. Above a certain age, they're pasul. Torin, quite the opposite. When they're young, they're not kosher. When they're older, they are kosher. So kosher batorin, that stage of the animal, which is kosher for the ben yona, and the Gemara defines that that stage is the early stage in the development of this species called b'nei yona, a yona. If you pluck a feather, the root where the feather was attached will immediately become full with blood. And that, for that young age is when b'nei yona are kosher. Torim are only kosher when they reach, when their feathers become a kind of golden, reddish, golden glow. Kosher b'vnei yonam, pasul b'torim. So that stage, which is kosher for Torim, the later stage, is pasul b'vnei yonam, is not valid for the b'nei yonam, which require the younger stage. And vice versa, kosher b'vnei yonam, that stage which is kosher for b'nei yonam, namely the younger stage, pasul b'torim, is not valid for the species known as torim. Techilas hatzihuv bozeh uvozeh posel. The beginning of this stage, where the feathers turn this golden, reddish, glowing color, that the beginning of that stage is too old for the ben yona, but yet not old enough to qualify as a tor. So therefore, techilas hatzihuv, the beginning of that intermediary stage, Bozeu bozeh posel, is posel both for the ben yona and for the tor. Below that stage is kosher for the ben yona. After that stage is kosher for the tor. But the stage itself is posel bozeu bozeh. And so we have finished Mishnah Hey, and the process have completed lesson number 3.